Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Halle Berry recalls a herpes scare that was actually perimenopause. Diddy's lawyer, we'll talk about that. Diddy's lawyer said the feds used excessive force during the raid of his L.A. home and slammed them for putting his sons in handcuffs. And also, we have a programming alert. The countdown is on for the iHeartRadio Music Awards. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Lou in Washington. Lou says, I'm divorcing my husband, but he won't move out. He's dating someone, and so am I. He FaceTimes his girlfriend around me, and he lets her come to the house to pick him up. I'm a lot more respectful to him. Why is he behaving like a child?
Well, see, you can't place levels of respect on disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Both of you have argued for a divorce. Both of you have argued for divorce. Okay? Both of you have agreed to a divorce. He won't move out. You got a boyfriend. He got a girlfriend. He FaceTiming her while you around. He got her coming over to the house to pick him up. But now you want to place levels of respect on disrespect. Look, man, if y'all ain't gonna be together, then don't live together.
Well, she
if y'all don't want each other, quit caring about who the other one want. You got a boyfriend, he got a girlfriend. What?
She thinks he's behaving like a child, she says.
Why y'all living together? Y'all don't want each other. You got a boyfriend, he got a girlfriend. What? Now where we at? Now once you break the covenant of marriage, what you expect to happen? He supposed to line up in some other rules? He don't even obey the basic rules. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it just don't seem like... I don't see why you wrote us. Man, you know what's happened today in this world? We allow and exist in so many abnormal conditions. We keep trying to normalize mess. And then you want mess to get regulated. You can't regulate mess. That's why they call it mess.
All right,
man,
moving on.
I don't understand that.
I think she just wants him out of the house, too. Moving on to Amira in Detroit. Amira says, I have proof that my husband cheated and my two sisters saw the video. They are mad because I'm not responding to him like they expect me to. I know what's going on in my house, so I need grace from them. How do I tell them to let me handle it?
Where did the video come from?
That's what you say. I need y'all to let me handle this.
Okay.
Now, the video is out.
Yeah. There's footage. What is going on?
Proof.
What is
hard?
Once the video get out, you are open to public scrutiny and speculation. You might as well have posted it.
Wow. These days and times in which we
I'm convinced you can't cheat unless you in pitch dark. Just pitch dark.
Why won't my sisters let me handle it?
Yeah.
Ladies, how did they see the video? You showed it to me.
She knows what's going on in her house.
Mm. Yeah.
This week.
Well, seemed to me like your house is in the streets. So now, you know, everybody know what's going on. It's hard to handle what's in your house when everybody in the house.
Yeah.
And you know, her and her husband might could work this out. It might could be workable, but when you get that outside pressure, it's hard.
And a video. Okay. Moving on to Davida in Baton Rouge. Davida writes, my daughter has a half brother that goes to school with her. My daughter is 8 and he's 7. I just found out he was my husband's kid 2 years ago. The kid was sick at school and my husband called and asked if I could go up there. I told him no. Was he wrong for asking me or was I wrong for saying no? This is tough.
Don't go get the boy, man.
I ain't going up there.
It's his child.
Your son, you deal with it.
Regardless. Well, it seemed to me like he should have went up there.
Yeah. Instead of asking
But maybe he couldn't get off work or he was closer and all this here. But now, see, bruh.
Where's his mom?
Wife just... Now, listen to me. The boy 8, your daughter 7.
Yeah, the boy 7.
You just found out about this boy 2 years ago.
And he was 5.
Dad ain't really... No, when he was 6, right?
He was 6.
So now that ain't really set in yet.
Yeah.
And now you trying to figure out what you want me to come and help you do what? Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it really
I don't think you were wrong for not going up there. I really don't think you were. Because you have every right to, he can't ask you to join in and help with the rearing and all like that. He should have went up there, or the boy's mama should have went up there. But that was a test to see how, if he could work this in. He know now. Don't.
He can't work it. He know now.
God damn.
This ain't no one big happy family, buddy.
Not there yet.
He's only had 2 years to process this 7-year-old baby.
Too soon.
So the dad's got to go if she's not going to go, and the mom. So he's got to go because the baby is sick. I mean, the boy is sick.
Well, you know, now remember now, this is a letter. So they done already handled this however. So ain't no who got to go. She didn't go. She didn't say how the baby got handled, but she didn't go. Her question was I wrong for not going? Was he wrong for asking me? He wasn't wrong for asking you, but you wasn't wrong for not going.
All right. Last one, Steve. Moving on to Fabian in Indianapolis. Fabian says, I'm dating a new guy and I cooked dinner for him. I had jambalaya with jalapeno cornbread. After we ate, he immediately went home. He said his stomach was messed up for days. He could have said he had stomach issues. How is this my fault?
Come on now.
Hey, you got to get to the house, man.
What is come on now. You know what's happening?
Jambalaya?
See, just because you can say the name of the dish,
jambalaya and jalapeno cornbread,
how to fix the dish. Oh, it go together if you can cook.
Yeah.
See, Shirley done had this problem many times.
I hate it. I do it.
Shirley done cooked a steak in a crock pot.
Well,
something was wrong with what you made.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour.
Everybody ain't Creole now.
We'll have
some people just American.
Right after this.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.